Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Tabler steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn takes first base on ball four. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Horn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Brook Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Junior Noboa now playing third base. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Noboa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Evans moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0 for 1 in the game. Noboa hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Noboa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horn hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.